Surah Al-Isra, verses 54-59.
Nufura, it only increases their aversion for Tawheed. Nufura, they become more and more averse to it. Ayah 42. So in refutation of shirk, tell them, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ مَعَهُ آلِهَا. Tell them, had there been other gods along with Allah, as they assert, كَمَا يَقُولُونَ, as they assert, إِذَا لَبْتَغَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِي الْعَرْشِ سَبِيلًا. Had there been other gods, as they assert, they certainly would have sought a way to the Lord of the Magnificent Throne to oppose and overpower him. Had there been multiple gods, there would have been a clash among gods, resulting in a chaotic situation in the universe. The fact that there is no clash and chaos, it establishes that there is only one single authority, and that is Allah. There is no clash. The universe, everything is functioning as Allah has said. Subhanahu, so it establishes that Subhanahu, glory is for him alone. Wa ta'ala amma yaqulun. Uluwan kabira, and far exalted is he above whatever they attribute to him. Tusabbihu lahu samawatu sab'u. His glory is such that the seven heavens, wal ardu, and the earth, wa man fihin, and all angels, jinn, and humans who exist therein glorify him, either willingly by voluntary admission or involuntarily by being subjected to his authority and governance over them. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ. And besides them, there is nothing among his creation except that it expresses his glory. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Even though you may be unable to perceive its glorification. Everything says tasbih and tahmid, and only Allah knows how it is. You cannot understand it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. Since he is the one whom everyone and everything glorifies, you should not be ascribing partner gods, daughters, and offspring for him. Yet you do so, but he does not take you to task instantly as, إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا. He is indeed very forbearing, and غَفُورًا, he is exceedingly forgiving. So whilst the Qur'an explains and establishes Tawheed in multiple ways, they fail to understand because they fail to reflect on the Qur'an. Instead, they are averse to it, and they make a mockery of it as well. This attitude to the Qur'an also establishes their rejection of and disbelief in the Risalah and the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The next passage explains why the Qur'an remains ineffective for the disbelievers. وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ. And when you recite the Qur'an in order to propagate its message and teachings to them, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. We place an invisible barrier between you and those who choose not to believe in the hereafter. What is that barrier? وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً. And that invisible barrier is أَكِنَّةً, layers of coverings, أَيَّفْقَهُوهُ, which we place over their hearts to prevent them from comprehending it. وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا, and we subject their ears to deafness to its truth. These layers of coverings on their hearts refers to, number one, their disbelief in the afterlife, it is one veil, being averse to the mention of one God only, that's another veil, making a mockery of the messengers of Allah. So there are layers of coverings on their heart which prevent them from comprehending the Qur'an. وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ رَبَّكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَحْدَهُ. And when you mention your one and only Lord with all his attributes of perfection and glory during your recitation of the Qur'an and reject the glory of their false gods, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَّوْ عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ نُفُورًا. They turn back on their heels in total aversion. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَسْتَمِعُونَ بِهِ. So they are being warned. We are fully aware with what intention they listen to you when they listen to you. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَسْتَمِعُونَ بِهِ إِذْ يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْهِ. This implies that they only listen with the intention of finding objections or criticizing. وَإِذْ هُمْ نَجْوَى. And we are also fully aware of what they say when after hearing the message of the Qur'an, they confer secretly together. إِذْ يَقُولُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And when the wrongdoers say in these private meetings that if you were to follow him, in tattabi'una illa rajulan mashura, you would only be following a man that is bewitched and bereft of sanity on account of being bewitched. Unzur kayfa darabu laka al-amthal, ayah 48. See what descriptions and comparisons they cite for you. So by branding you as such and continuing to oppose you, fadallu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fadallu, they are totally astray. Fala yastati'una sabila, so they can never find a way. Why? Opposition to the truth reduces and depletes the capacity to embrace the truth. So they will never find a way. So the above passage detailed their attitude and all the attitude of all disbelievers to Tawheed and Risala. The next passage details the attitude of the disbelievers to resurrection and life after death. وَقَالُوا, and they say, أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا وَرُفَاتًا, what? When after experiencing death, and when we have been reduced to bones, وَرُفَاتًا, and decomposed to dust, أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا, would we be created and restored to a new life in the hereafter? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ, so tell them, you consider the revival of dead and decomposed bones to be far-fetched. So we say to you, كُونُوا حِجَارَةً, even if you turn into stone, أو حديدا, or iron, أو خَلْقًا مِمَّا يَكْبُرُ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ, or any other substance whose revival seems even more far-fetched in your hearts and minds, you would inevitably be revived and brought back to life. So then, after we say this, they ask, فَسَيَقُولُونَ, so then they ask, مَنْ يُعِيدُنَا, who is it that would restore us to life? Tell them, قُلْ أَلَّذِي فَطَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, the one who is omnipotent and so powerful that he created you for the very first time from non-existence, he will create you again. فَسَيُنْغِضُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ, they will then nod their heads at you in denial and say, مَتَاهُ, when would that occur? Say, عَسَاءَيَّكُونَ قَرِيبًا, say, it may well occur very soon. And so the revival of human beings would occur in such a manner that يَوْمَ يَدْعُوكُمْ, on that day he will revive you, and through his angels he will summon you to appear on the plains of gathering. And فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ, you would respond by praising him involuntarily. The hadith says, they will say, سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ, upon being revived, everyone. So involuntarily their praise will occur. Such praise has no merit. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَتَظُنُّونَ, and upon experiencing the unexpected horror of revival on the day of judgment, تَظُنُّونَ, you would feel, إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, you would feel that you had only remained in this world or in your grace for a very little while. So that's a brief summary of this ruku. Inshallah, we will recite it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن ليذكروا وما يزيدهم إلا نفورا قل لو كان معه آلهة كما يقولون إذا لابتغوا إلى ذي العرش سبيلا سبحانه وتعالى عما يقولون علوا كبيرا تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم إنه كان حليما غفورا وإذا قرأت القرآن جعلنا بينك وبين الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة حجابا مستورا وجعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإذا ذكرت ربك في القرآن وحده ولوا على أدبارهم نفورا نحن أعلم بما يستمعون به إذ يستمعون إليك وإذ هم نجوى إذ يقول الظالمون إن تتبعون إلا رجلا مسحورا انظر كيف ضربوا لك الأمثال فضلوا فلا يستطيعون سبيلا وقالوا أإذا كنا عظاما ورفاتا أإنا لمبعوثون خلقا جديدا قل كونوا حجارة أو حديدا أو خلقا مما يكبر في صدوركم فسيقولون من يعيدنا قل الذي فطركم أول مرة فسينغضون إليك رؤوسهم ويقولون متاه قل عسى أن يكون قريبا يوم يدعوكم فتستجيبون بحمده وتظنون إن لبثتم إلا قليلا
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته